Welcome to Puritans Read, where we read aloud great Puritan works, authors, and biographies. Today, episode 32 of A New Year's Gift by John Shower. I bless thee, O Lord, and shall forever do so, that with any or all these advantages and helps, thy Holy Spirit hath taught me to know the truth as it is in Jesus, heartily to believe and obey it, that by thy grace I have been convinced of sin and brought to repentance, showing me the necessity of a Savior to make my peace with thee, the all-sufficiency of his grace, the fullness of his merit, the freeness of his love, and his readiness to receive me to mercy, inviting and calling me to it, and enabling me to accept his gracious invitation and obey his compassionate call, making me willing by a powerful and victorious grace, drawing me with cords of love, and so effectually persuading me to consent to thy covenant and comply with thy message on the gracious terms of the gospel. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, through his abundant mercy, hath begot me again to a lively hope, having humbled my proud heart and conquered the perverseness of my stubborn will, and brought my soul to an entire subjection to himself, who took pity on me when he saw me in my blood, spread his skirt over me, cast a mantle upon my nakedness, washed me from my sins, and put his own comeliness upon me by sanctification, who opened my eyes when I was leaping blindfold into the pit of destruction, who healed my soul when I was sick unto death, who rescued and recovered me from the slavery of the devil when I was led captive by him at his will. Shall not a ransomed, redeemed slave be thankful to his deliverer? Shall not a miserable, undone sinner who is received to mercy be thankful for a pardon? Awake, O my soul, and utter a song of praise to him who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life, thy soul, from destruction, and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hath he made thee partaker of his own renewed image and likeness? Given thee his Son, his grace, his Spirit, and taken such a wretched creature into so near a relation to himself, and promised to be thy God and guide, thy portion and thine inheritance, thy friend and thy physician, thy Son and thy shield, and thine exceeding great reward? And shall not my soul speak aloud his praise? Hath he been merciful to my unrighteousness and blotted out my sins? Hath he gathered me with his arm and carried me in his bosom? Hath he been my Savior and Redeemer, adopted me into his family, and promised to make me blessed in his glory with the holy angels? The curse being removed and the handwriting against me canceled, the price paid, the breach made up, the mouth of justice stopped, and the condemning sentence of the law exchanged for a gracious pardon through the sacrifice of my blessed Lord Jesus. And shall I not praise his incomprehensible love and grace? I likewise thank thee, most holy Father, for saving me from guilt and ruin when assaulted by powerful and dangerous temptations, that by preventing mercy or restraining grace, thou hast kept me from many scandalous and presumptuous crimes. I thank thee for making the sins of others a warning and a caution to me, an argument to humility and a motive to watchfulness, for preserving my judgment from many errors and delusions by which others are seduced, for enabling me to improve any opportunities of doing good, and making me in anything useful to others, yea, I thank thee for all thy mercies to other Christians, for all the gifts and graces and usefulness of any of thy servants, wherein, as a member of the same body, I desire to rejoice for any support and comfort to me, or any of them under honorable sufferings for thy name's sake. I desire unfeignedly to bless thee for any succor, relief, and victory with respect to the snares and buffetings of Satan and the vilest of his temptations. When he hath tempted me to apostasy and infidelity, in speculation or practice, to question the truth of the Holy Scriptures and the life to come, to doubt of the foundations of the Christian faith, or to despair of the mercy of God, and give up the reins to sensual lusts, or to draw me from God by the love of the world and the praise of men, by evil company, intemperance, secret wickedness, etc. I bless thee with my whole soul for calling me back from any of my wanderings, and by infinite goodness recovering me after great falls, enabling me to return when I had gone astray, and seek thy forfeited favor, that thou mayest heal my backslidings, giving me, in order to it, a deep sense of my own sin and of thy sovereign grace, leading me to a Savior whose blood cleanseth from all sin, when my guilty, defiled soul so much needed its pardoning and cleansing virtue, awakening me to make holy vows and calling upon me by thy word and spirit and providence to perform them. I bless thee who hast guided my feet into the way of peace, when by the terrors of an accusing conscience and the sense of unpardoned sin and the apprehensions of thy deserved wrath, I was ready to despair that though thou didst most justly hide thy face at any time, it was but for a little while, but didst seasonably and in mercy return to wipe off my tears, restore the joy of thy salvation, and chase away the clouds and darkness on my spirit by the reviving presence of thy own. Thou, who art the author, wilt be the finisher of my faith. And therefore, though thou hast visited mine iniquities with a fatherly rod, yet thy loving kindness thou hast not taken from me, or suffered thy faithfulness to fail, or thy covenant of peace to be removed, but hast refreshed me with hidden manna after great perplexities, saying unto my soul, I am God, even thy God. Thou hast made me to hear thy voice, which was sweet, and to taste thy love, which is better than wine, enabling me to say with thine apostle Thomas, my Lord and my God, and to have had some communion with thee since, in public or private duties. For all these innumerable mercies, I desire to praise thee, which are yet but in order to greater, I hope in order to everlasting kindness in heaven. These are but the taste and earnest of what thou wilt bestow hereafter. Oh, how great is his goodness that he hath laid up for those that fear him. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is even in thee. I thank thee who hast thus put it into my heart to render thee solemn praise and once more to renew my covenant with thee. I will magnify the Lord, and my spirit shall rejoice in God my Savior. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. While I live, I will praise thee and sing praises unto my God while I have a being. O come and behold the works of the Lord, which he hath done for my soul. The Lord liveth, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Let my heart be glad, and my glory rejoice, for the Lord is not ashamed to be called my God. Thanks be to God, who hath caused me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Sing unto the Lord, O ye his saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed and saved me. I will give thanks to thee forever. I will show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. O enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Bless the Lord, all ye his works, in all places of his dominions. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let me add, for a conclusion, that the particular deliverances, supports, and consolations which, at any time, God hath given in cases of great exigence or in answer to importunate prayer, ought never to be forgotten. Many experienced Christians have been wont to write down such remarkable appearances of God for them with the particular circumstances that did recommend and enhance the mercy, whether spiritual or temporal, as an encouragement to trust in God in future difficulties, and have afterwards found the comfort and advantage of being able to have recourse to such papers. This practice I recommend as what has been useful and consolatory to diverse Christians for many years afterwards, and to some others of their more intimate friends to whom they might, without vanity, be imparted. What experiences might be recorded of signal returns to prayer and seasonable manifestations of the truth and goodness and wisdom of God, if all the instances thereof were duly recollected and preserved, and how sweet and pleasant would the work of prayer and praise then be? With what rejoicing and delight should we set about it and live in it, if the constraining goodness and love of God and a thankful sense of his unspeakable mercies did bring us to him and indite and animate every word? What support and comfort and probable hopes, at least, of the special love of God might we derive from the various passages of his compassion and kindness? And hereby we may be able more heartily to give him thanks for pardon, sanctification, and adoption, which we commonly mention with too much doubt and fear. This concludes episode 32 of A New Year's Gift by John Schauer.